think about that. Can you remember anything in the buggies and that they used to make the horses go faster?
They had a whip.
And,
with a hole on the dashboard.
For it?
Yes.
Did it sit up? Right.
And they, you know, real elegant outfits. They would have a tassel on the end of the whip. A leather tassel. Laying that horse up.
The fancy of the gig. Can you think of any words that you might use to describe the thing that the grocer would put your groceries in, besides sack or bag? What would you call it?
Now, we call it a paper sack. Now, my mountain relatives call it paper poke.
But the word poke would not be so
not in common use around here. Not used at all.
How about something maybe a large quantity of maybe flour, even 50 pounds of flour would be put in? Would you say it was put in a sack or a bag?
Well, when they, you know, large families bought it by the barrel.
Yes. Do you think in terms of paper would be a bag or a sack? Well, what about something made out of cloth?
Well, that
would be a...
Where flour came in a cloth bag. Even 10 pounds and 25 pounds, in a 25-pound bag of flour.
I've heard enough of such. She
cloth bag.
Like to try to keep flour sacks. She
yes.
likes to freeze them and put her vegetables inside and then dip them down in the hot water to blanch them and then put
yes.
them in the cold water. And the
yes.
those flour sacks make a perfect thing. And I never even thought about using that, and that's what she's always used to freeze.
Does your mother buy flour in a bag that much?
No, but she's got some little ones that she's had for years.
Well, they were small. Called those now. I think that was a 10-pound
bag. She's kept them around.
Oh, they were nice, you know, and every woman would... rip them out, you know, they were sewn up with a chain stitch that
mm-hmm.
was easy to rip out. And they made right nice dishcloths for everyday use, you know. Hem them, get them from
a lot of things you could use that. I imagine people use
them
for everything, don't you? I really do.
Yeah, I've even heard of making little children's drawers out of flour sacks.
And they're probably glad to get them, I'm telling you. What about a bag or sack that potatoes would come in? Beans, seed, things like that.
And now, are you talking about one made of jute?
Yes, it could be.
Yeah, we call that a crocus bag.
Mm-hmm. How about tosack? Is that a word?
No, that wasn't commonly used, but I think it would be understood.
Here.
But it was called a crocus bag and a gunny sack and a burlap bag, those terms.
What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground up?
They usually carried a bushel at least.